You are listening to the Rise of Fam Drive. It's the Big Zill on air together with Sibu Pulson. It is a Thursday. And what do we do on a Thursday?
Between 3 and 4 o'clock every Thursday, right here on the Rise of Fam Drive, we are joined by Pretty D with the Emancipation with Pretty D. It's a conversation that we're absolutely loving each and every week. We also encourage you to chat and be part of the conversation by tweeting us on at RiseFM943 or using our WhatsApp line to send your voice notes and text messages on 072-885-7702. If you're listening for the first time, listen, Lendo Yokuthi Tinzaba Debafati or anything concerning women. Iphela after August. I say, we are continuing the conversation and making it a norm. Ukuthi tindzaba letifana nato tona leto sitixoxe satisane siphinde sifundisane khona la ku Rise FM.
On that note, welcome back Ndlovukazi, Pretty D on to the Emancipation.
What an honor. Always honored. Mlaleli, sikwamukele. 3:08, another beautiful sunny Thursday in Bombela. Thanks once again for tuning in into the station. This is Rise FM and we are coming to you live from Mbombela, la Mpumalanga. We are talking all things women, dispelling them, the myth.
That is correct.
Lekusibafati baras.
Yati leyo I'm passing kahle. It's a story for another day.
But that
good by asras.
They express themselves.
Thank you. Thank you. Coming from a man, it's much appreciated.
They wear their hearts on their sleeves.
And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. Yeah. And the topic this afternoon is to my daughter, love mom.
Yes.
Our children, our daughters, and in fact, this past Saturday, it was International Girl Child Day, if I'm not mistaken, and am I saying it correctly?
True. International Day of the Girl Child.
Day of the Girl Child. Sometimes it's having those conversations with the young girl. Sometimes just opening up to them so they can open up to us because they struggle to speak with us for some reason.
So many initiatives have been started in the name of emancipating the girl child.
Yes.
Because it is all about emancipation. You know, once we start to make loving freedom a way of life, I think we would have really done well for ourselves as a society. The more a daughter knows the details of her mother's life, the stronger the daughter. These are words by Anita Diamond, a strong woman in her own right. But what is worth emphasizing is that I'm sure she had an awakening or a revelation when she uttered these words.
Mm.
And these are words that we must take forward in view of commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child,
yes,
which is commemorated annually on the 11th of October. On our show today, we introduce to you, with your permission, dear colleagues,
in the Big Zill,
here at Rise FM, Simbamba, KwaZulu-Natal, Panse Deben. Our guest today is a pretty lady we grew to love on radio and TV, and later she carved her path in business. Her name is Zanele Mbokazi, a speaker, an author, a developmental mentor, a change enabler who has a passion for empowering people and has seen it all. Originally from the streets of Thornwood, Kwandengezi in KZN, Zanele is a fearless turnaround life and business coach who knows firsthand that it does not matter where you come from. If you take hold of your destiny, you can change your life for the better. My fellow sister, what an honor. Sister Zanele, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Sanibonani, angibingelele kuwo wonke umuntu olalele ngalesi sikhathi. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be with you guys.
Thank you for joining us. And looking forward to having you this hour and everything that you're going to be sharing with us. Ngiyacabanga nebalaleli bavele bevalgama lakho, and we're captivated to stay.
Can hear me well.
Can you hear us well, Sizanel?
It's a bit difficult on my side. I'm not sure if the sound on your side is good. Mina, you're breaking quite badly.
We will work on that, but from our side, we can hear you very, very well. And on that note,
okay.
On that note, please tell us about your life, your journey, where you come from, how you got to where you are, because where you are is why a lot of people are inspired by you and are shaken at the mention of your name.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm a girl from Sonut, Skomplazi, just outside Pinetown in KwaZulu-Natal. Yeah. I grew up from there. And honestly, I just was a girl with a dream from a very young age.
A girl with a dream.
I grew up in a very difficult environment. Come from a family of five. I'm the last born. My parents were not educated. They were ordinary workers. Who made extraordinary things, you know. I come from a family that did not have much, but a family that was always a family of song and prayer. Mm. That's what I remember about home. But what really pushed Uzanele to do everything that I do today, it was ukuswela. It was the environment I grew in, the environment engenako konke engikufisayo. It was the smell of poverty that made me make a vow that I was never, ever going to go back there. And I was never going to subject my kids to such an environment. But also it was thanking my parents, ukuthi, in the midst of all that, mm-hmm. they managed to raise us. And I still wonder, namhlanje mangibuka, how much my mom was earning, 700 rands, and how she managed to keep the family together. And it is such examples, because through it all, we never realized that we were poor. We never realized we were poor. In fact, our neighbors, other kids, zakomakhelwane, would say to us, I'm even rich.
Yes.
They wanted to be us. Simply because of the way we carried ourselves and the way Uma held it all together. So if you ask me why I do everything I do, it's in her honor to say that woman managed to do from a little. And Mina, I've had opportunities that she didn't have. Mm. So I can't be where she was. I have to do better so that my kids will not start from where I started from, Mina. But they have to start from somewhere. So it is the smell of poverty that drives Uzanele every day. I know it. I can still smell it sometimes, but I will never go back there.
Mm-hmm. We are commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child in retrospect, as it was commemorated over the past weekend. What does it mean for you to be a mother today? What is it that you wish your mother had told you about being a girl child?
You know, what I like about what you're saying is I've written a book called Dear Daughter.
Wow.
And it was inspired exactly by what you've just said. Dear Daughter, it is, when I grew up, I didn't have people that were role models. I didn't have people that told me how to navigate life. My mom was not a woman of many words. But inkambo yakhe, ukunyathela kwakhe, ukwenza kwakhe, ngifunde kona. Uma left incwadi efundekayo ngezenzo zakhe, her actions, not so much her words. And when you pick up my book, when people ask me what is Dear Daughter about, I always say to them, it is about everything my mother told me. It is about everything my mother did not tell me. It is about everything I wish my mother would have told me, but also it's about everything I have learned along the way through my own mistakes, but also by looking at other people. So what I wish my mom could have told me is, angifundiswe ngomuntu, ukuthi I will grow up and I can't live in a vacuum. I will have to interact with umuntu, but uyini umuntu, because silimele. Simanxabanxeba, abantu esibathandile, abantu esibasizile. As women, when we grow up, siyathanda,
siya welcoming.
And most of the time, that comes back to bite us. I wish Uma had told me, do it all, but just remember the power of one. Just remember to love you more. Just remember to celebrate you. Just remember to put you first. It is okay to put you first than putting everyone first, which is what we are very good at doing as women. Mm. And then we cry, and then we are depressed, and then we are empty because we are always giving, but usually we don't get back what we give. Abantu sibahle namhlanje kusasa abasithandi namhlanje beza kithi kanti abathandi thina bathanda izinto esinazo or izinto esingabenzela zona. So I wish uma wami ngabe wangifundisa ngalesi silwane okuthiwa umuntu.
18 minutes after 3. We can't live with them at times.
We can't live without them.
But I think what is important is what Sizanele said. We can't live in a vacuum. We need to find our way to exist, you know, with others.
Yes.
Despite their shortcomings, despite our shortcomings, despite the expectations. Because I think what normally strains relations is the issue of expectations.
Yes.
When you meet...
True.
I meet Uzanele, I'm thinking she's on radio, she's on TV, she's got businesses. Surely she's going to be able to help me realize my dream and my goals. And you'll find that Zanele is genuinely looking at finding or having found a sister or someone she can rely on. But now, like I'm saying, some people are emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
So how do you begin to understand that? How do you...
Because we're so trusting, and it's unfortunate that we now live in a society where we have to kind of have our guard up, because you know, people can disappoint us, people let us down.
So important.
Uhlangane nemuntu ube nalama expectations lawo, but unfortunately, you can trust a person, but only so far. How do we actually maneuver around the trust issue and boundaries, as you've said, Sis Pretty? Maybe Sis Zanele also on that one, because we want to trust people. We want to be around people who can influence us positively. But, you feel like I can only go this far. Oh, we just lost her on the line. We're just going to get her back. But the conversation continues here on the Rise FM Drive. If you just joined us, it is the Emancipation with Upriti D. Remember to join in the conversation on Twitter. It's on at Rise FM 943. Or you can send us a voice note or a text message on 072-885-7702. Quickly, we go to Beyonce. When we get back, we continue with the conversation. That's Rise FM.
One of the most influential artists in the history of popular music, her name is Beyonce, on the Rise FM, 24 minutes after 3 on this beautiful Thursday afternoon with the Pretty D, Sibo, and the Big Zill. The agenda is clear. The emancipation of women.
Yes.
The emancipation of Mimi. Reminds me of that album.
I love that album. And it's always so refreshing when a musician goes that route to not just make music, but make meaningful music. I mean, Beyonce herself recently released Black is King.
Yes.
Young women, young girls are now celebrating their Africanness. The visuals of the album show African people celebrating Bundu Babo. That also plays such an important role in the lives of young children. And that's the conversation that we're having. And on the line, we have Mrs. Zanele Mbogazi, who is telling us about her book, sharing about her life journey. And the conversation continues because we are living in a world where there's a new norm, a new narrative on how we live, how we should associate ourselves with people. And we want to trust, but it's so difficult to do. But how do we do this? So Zanele, welcome back to the Rise FM Drive. It's the Emancipation.
Thank you, guys.
So Zanele, before we went on to, or rather took a short break, you were still taking us through your journey. What happened in your home, what inspired you, what motivated you, and how that drove you to be the woman that you are today.
Absolutely.
I think what is worth mentioning is that you ultimately achieved your success. So what would you say is your recipe for success?
Look, I don't know. I know that people, I mean, it sounds very nice when we always say to people, this is my secret to success? Mm-hmm. Look, for me, honestly, I always say this to people that I can't give you a formula for success, but I can give you the formula for failure,
yes.
which is really to try to please everyone. You know, when you're trying to please, when you're trying to please everyone. But honestly, for me, success is found in your daily routine. It is found in everything that you do on a day-to-day basis. There is no one moment where you say, wow, I've done this and I'm successful. So for me, what really has worked to push me to be where I am and also to make sure that I have an added advantage or an urge over my peers and the people that we do may be doing something similar with is I am always armed with two things. I call them weapons.
Is two.
It's unstoppable faith. Once I tell myself that this is going to be done, believe me, it's going to be done by fire, by force, whether yashisa no magabanda. And two, it is my unmatched work ethic. Attention to detail, I always tell my team, it is, when you do something, give it your all. We're living a borrowed life. Tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Yes.
What I do today must be as if this is my last day on earth. I believe with everything I do as a coach, as a speaker, when I get an opportunity to speak and I have 20,000 people in an auditorium, or I'm going to a school and I have three young kids, I give the same effort. I will give everything I have as if it is my last day. I believe in that. It is unmatched work ethic and coupled with unstoppable faith. The belief beyond the cliches, zoguti, nothing is impossible, but the belief that kuzokwenzeka. And because kukhona mina, and because with God on my side, nothing is impossible. So that is what has worked for me.
You know what I've learned? You know what I've learned, Sanele, over the past 3 weeks, as we introduced the emancipation to the listeners of Rise FM, all the women we have spoken to, trailblazers in their own right, in their respective fields, they are spiritually centered.
Mm.
And I think it is so important that as women we find our spirituality and we use it as a compass for our journey of life.
Absolutely.
Because if you are spiritually centered, you know that you have something that gives you peace, that gives you hope, and it is your voice of reason, because things go wrong when people do not have a voice of reason.
But
Clinic, you're on Rise FM.
Rise FM, the only multilingual radio station in Mpumalanga.
Yeah, bonga ganan, the big zeal. Ganan titikat, tapo new edition. Nabadlala tingoma, titiglil singa.
Ben chapa my fans.
I like the honesty.
He just told us straight up that don't even think about it. I'm not trustworthy. You can't trust me around your daughter. 13 minutes before 4, that was on a lighter note. If you've recently joined us, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Rise FM. My name is Pretty D. On a Thursday afternoon, I'm giving you the emancipation. And amongst other things, as we are commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child, it is worth mentioning that according to the UN Population Fund, since in all societies discrimination on the basis of sex often starts at the earliest stages of life, greater equality for the girl child is necessary. First step is to ensure that women realize their full potential and become equal partners in development. And an essential tool of development is education. And we are educating our girl children by writing these books, you know, by capturing these moments and making sure that they are part of these conversations, ongoing conversations. You had the live read, Pixel was reading a few moments ago. It tells you of the agency of dealing with issues around the development of the girl child, mentally, physically, and otherwise.
And we're still with Usa Zanele Mbogazi, and I love that before we took a break, we actually got into speaking to our daughters. How do we actually do that? Because as much as we may go out to source help, says Zanele, as we welcome you back, we do need to do the groundwork. We do need to make our daughters feel somewhat comfortable to say, Mom, I'm dealing with this. Mm-hmm. And then if uhluleka umdali, then you go and source out someone that can assist with that particular thing.
You know, it starts by you as a parent need to open up. You first need to be, I don't want to use the word vulnerable, but you need to tell your child that you are a human being.
That is
not just wake up and you were a professional woman who has never had a crush on a boy who did not. Maybe you also got a child when you were young. So you need, because we as parents, Sizenza Engati, we were just these perfect kids. We grew up, Tina, Sinwele. That is what we tell our kids, even if we don't say it, but that is how we pretend the things we do. And you can't do that. But my mom got me when she was only 17.
We so discipline, but we don't guide.
You know, we discipline, we don't guide. So that is the first thing. We need to talk to our kids. Tell them about your own experiences.
Yes.
It's okay. Your kids must know ukuthuma ubuyapi. I went through a divorce and I had to sit my daughter down. Ngimchazele ukuthi what happened to me so that I ngoba ngimtshela indaba zabantu abadala, but ngimtshela lokho okumlingene naye so that she understands something about relationships, so that yena she doesn't repeat ama mistakes wami in future. So it's very important that we talk to our kids. When you start talking to them about you, you are opening up channels of communication because umenza umntwana abe comfortable. So that ezozakuwe athi, how ma, this is what is happening. Some kids are even scared of telling their moms about period pain. It's normal. Something so basic. You know? Something so basic. So umntwana kumele abe free. If engakwazi ukuba free kuwena, let me tell you, in my workshops with daughters, I also do sons, by the way, but with daughters, I always tell parents that if you don't speak to your kids, media will do it for you.
Yes.
Social media will do it for you. Mm-hmm. TV will do it for you. Friends.
They're
will
friends.
Do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
So you choose. Ukuthi ufuna ube ubani ozokhuluma nomntwana wakho.
I like that you were honest and outright, Sizanele, pointing out that you also went through a divorce. I read in one book written by T.D. Jakes when he says, we need to acknowledge failure.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge that we have experienced failure, not that we are failures. Mm. Because I think that's where things that's where things get blurred. You beat yourself up so much thinking that, no, I have failed.
Mm.
But you have not failed. It is, you know.
It's a detour. Delay is never denial. True. Short left, nyana, stobuya. You know, the goal remains the goal, but we can't deny that life happens sometimes.
Exactly.
But the most important thing is not the failure.
Yeah.
It is the lesson.
100%.
What is it learned through that experience? I always tell my students that I never fail, I never lose. I either win or I learn. So what is it that you learn from every situation?
That's even what we're going to talk about, Sizanele, after the short break, 8 minutes before four. Imagine a society with liberated women, a society that prompts us to think differently and be proactive rather than reactionary as far as the status of the girl child is concerned. That's what we are talking about. Zanele Mbogazi, an author, speaker, developmental mentor, and all that, and fellow sister, she's with us on the show today, having written the book, Dear Daughter, as we wrap up, Sinatra Big Zilla Nasibo. I think sezanele khona liphuzile imicoka lolishilo ngaphambi ukuthi sidlale titolo singabuyela kulo sesisonga lihlelo.
Yes, sikhulume ngokuthi ufundani, ufunda ini kule situation odlula kuyona, the failure. If you find yourself in a difficult position, what is it that you learn? So, Mina, I always tell people that I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Wow.
And so that is what is important. You need to learn. There must be lessons from everything, through everything that I've gone through. On my Instagram, on my Facebook, on my YouTube, I always talk about the lessons. Everything I do today, I'm a life coach today. I've got online courses where I empower girls, empower women. I empower young entrepreneurs. It's because of logo satana beti wenze logo ubi uJehova ukusebenzisa lokuhle. So learn from every situation.
What's your motto in life, Zanele?
My motto in life, honestly, is to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. That's basically it.
Oh, wow. But then you can't be nothing and say nothing.
If you want to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing.
Bayeka njalo na uthule sithu uphume kubo.
Yeah.
Injalo.
All right.
Injalo. Vala umlomo, uvala amadebe, wenze lokho uNkulunkulu akubizele kona emhlabeni.
All right. For those who need to connect with you on socials, where do we find you?
They can go to Facebook, Zanele Mbogazi page. They can go to YouTube, Zanele Mbogazi. But I'm very active on Instagram, at Mbogazi Zanele. But those who want to see my books and everything else that I do, www.myturnaround.com. My Turnaround Academy. www.myturnaroundacademy.com. You will find everything that I do, every course that I teach, every book, every empowerment that I do.
Our aim is to touch a life, just one. Hey, show. I'm sure we would have done our part in society. Yeah. Thank you so much, Zanele Mbogazi. It was such an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Rise FM's Emancipation with Pretty D this Thursday afternoon.
Thank you.
That's our show, folks, and we leave you with a beautiful clip by Pakistani female activist and education Nobel Prize laureate. Her name is Malala Yousafzai. What is it that she has to say? Here she is.
There was a time when women social activists asked men to stand up for their rights, but this time we will do it by ourselves.
Hey.